Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No. Just never go in there. Never go in there.
No, we didn't.
I can't believe it. What sort of weird things we're meant to make up?
I know.
Look at it. I mean, so look, it's so
I'm in that. Honestly, my dad was so buzzing with that.
When? Would your dad read it as well, does he?
My dad reads it religiously.
Isn't he sick of football? Sick of football?
I know.
Oh,
no,
I'm so fucking
we're running
bored of football.
Man. I own football right now.
Did you win at the weekend? Who did you play?
Blackburn Rovers.
What was the score?
The score was 4-2.
Was it?
A lot of goals, isn't it, that? It's a lot of goals.
So after losing 2-0 to, you know, West Brom or whatever shit it was.
And then we lost 3-0 in the week.
did you?
Yeah, but we dominated.
What,
dominated the game.
You can't dominate a game and lose 3-0.
We got Warnocked.
Trust me, I know. This weekend, I saw it.
We got Warnocked.
No.
Do you want to pour me a lovely little drop?
You can't have a lovely little drop is an alcohol. It's a nice little drop of whiskey. A nice little drop of red wine.
I'm enjoying the pate.
What is this?
That's a cafetiere.
Look at that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to... I want to say Great Touch of Wiggler, but it's not that.
Do you still do that?
Jaffin. Yeah, we're going to do some ranking videos soon.
Because they bang, don't they?
Busy. Oh, no, they do bang.
Do you
it's
find
a great
it
a, format.
Do you find it a little bit disappointing, right? That your... How valued you are is dependent on how... What the fuck's going on? How much coffee did you get in
not,
it?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. We've got two half cups of coffee.
Yeah. Really let it breathe.
Is it a
lovely
nice,
little drop?
Is it stops? Stop saying
it's
that.
A lovely little.
Yeah, look, that your whole like YouTube, like your the entire value is based on how many people are watching your videos.
Joe, I've been thinking about this a lot.
You've not got to let your life be led that way, man.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I've been thinking about that a lot.
It does
because
bring money,
though, well, yeah, so you got to diversify, haven't you? Because I saw the Joker last night.
Did you?
Oh my god!
Is he good?
Mate,
are you just sort of believe in the hype?
Well, I watched the film.
Are you believe in the hype? Are you getting caught up because everyone loves it and you look like a cunt if you don't?
No, it's
I'm so
phenomenal.
So excited.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, I bet.
You're gonna love it. It's right up your alley.
Do you know what I don't like?
It's got sharks in it.
No. Is there a shark?
No, there's no sharks.
I was genuinely excited. Do you know what I don't like, Jimbo?
Go on.
I don't like. Is it nice?
I'm just smelling it. It's a great drop.
Oh, that is nice coffee. What is it?
Top beans. They're Kenyan beans. In my head, I was waiting for you to go. Classic joke.
What? Because Kenyan.
Yeah. Very poor coffee makers. Great drop.
Quite lovely.
Lovely.
Stop saying great drop, mate. Please. It's distracting.
Why?
Because that's reserved for alcohol.
Okay. Any lovely drops you want to get out there quickly? We had so many comments last week. Felt like the podcast was back to its best last week. I felt.
Did you?
Despite, we did learn something, which we will talk about.
How did they react to you putting that fucking thing on it at the end?
Oh, no one said a word.
I didn't like
understood.
That because I was watching it. I don't know. I don't get to see any of the Patreon content, by the way.
Just $3. I need to give you the. I need to give it a login because there's a Patreon Q&A there as well.
I would like to see
it. It's actually quite deep. The Patreon Q&A.
What is this stuff that we're gonna?
We're not going to share to these people, unfortunately. But if you are a patron, thank you for supporting the podcast. You can see, and you can do that right now.
What's the patron Q&A? Was this something that they were asking you questions and you were answering?
You were there. We did it together.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, right, are we doing another one?
Good Lord. Not this week. Yeah. We'll do a Skype later in the week for our $10 top tier lovers. But for the $7
lovers...
How many of them we got?
A few. I don't even know.
Always looking for
I know literally nothing about this. I don't know any. I don't know how many patrons we've got. I don't know.
Well, if you show some sort of interest.
I am interested. Okay. But I'm busy,
I'll give you the login details. Okay.
Why I fucking hate, Jim, why I hate is media outrage against violent films.
Right.
Oh, it's triggering. It's mental health triggering. So I'm so...
Are you talking about Joker then?
What?
You're talking about the Joker?
Because I haven't seen it. I'm commenting on something I haven't seen.
Okay. But that's what you're... with regards to the film.
Yeah, I brought it back round.
Really nice.
So the mental health, they're saying that's triggering for mental health. I think as a society we've gone too far, like softer shit now. No one can if they're not smiling, then they're labelled with mental health conditions. I'm turning into my dad.
Do you know what I think? So having watched the film,
yes.
If I can name drop for a second, I went and watched the film. It's quite bizarre because I haven't spent time outside
with Vidal Riley.
No, I didn't go with Vidal Riley, but there is a fantastic episode of The Process available right now for free. Who's it? I was chatting with Jack, mate, and he said, I watched it a couple of days ago. I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah.
Do you want to come? I was like, what?
So you've got other mates.
I've got other mates. So he said,
are you going to leave me?
Never. Because you come to me.
That's true, isn't it?
Anyway, he was watching it for the second time, and also, I forget his name, Doody Rhino, I think his name is, the guy who does the podcast with, who's a lovely bloke. I'm Alex, popped in to watch it as well.
Sorry, and I don't understand. You're
bear with me.
You've ended up going to the cinema with podcast with YouTube royalty.
I did think for a second. I sat there, all in the same row, and I was like, a lot of subs there.
There's a lot of subs.
There's a lot of subs there.
Did you tap any of them up for the process? You must have done.
No.
Why?
Because I don't feel right in doing it that way. I like to do it with people that have an actual...
substance and value.
Yeah, no. I would do it with Jack. Jack's just done a podcast with Chris Hamill. That's why they just done that. So I wouldn't do it for a bit, but I would do it with Jack. I'm Alex, I think, would be an amazing chat because I think he's going through...
Didn't he get cancelled or something? What happened? Something happened?
There was a bit of drama with him.
Do you know what? I got into a proper wormhole the other day. There's this...
Sharks, isn't it? No. Shark fact for you this week.
Wings of Redemption. Have you ever heard of that guy? He's like a streamer. One of the really early Twitch streamers.
Okay.
And he's like, community's turned on him. And now he's just like this ginormous guy that sits playing computer games that he doesn't want to play because the only way he generates money. It's really quite...
I think that's the case for a lot of YouTubers.
Bleak and sad.
I think that's...
And there's a troll... He's got a massive troll community around him.
Well, they're just... That are just abusive.
Yeah, they're abusive to him, yeah. But he's not a very nice person as well, so it's really just captivating viewing.
Wow.
I don't know how I ended up in...
Well, bringing it back to the Joker one last time, because I would say everyone should watch that film. Everyone, as they watch it, should think about what they're watching. Because I thought it was incredible. It's beautifully shot. The storyline is so sort of painful and cruel. And yeah, that was what I was going to say. Jack, I was like, if you're doing your review, you know, you get two words for a review of a film. You know, they go... I don't know, The Guardian said it was liberally acceptable. You know, two words, that's all you're allowed.
Yeah.
He said it was, before we walked in, he went, beautifully, beautifully dark. And it is, it's beautifully dark.
Good, looking forward to it.
But yeah, it's about like things like attention, like people's need for attention.
Yeah.
I think it's really prominent right now. And being seen by the world.
Right, well.
Being accepted by the world.
I haven't seen it. You're part of
it. Am I ruining it?
Yeah, a little
bit. I'm just giving you the themes.
Just shut up about Joker. You know what else is a joke?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Right, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Let's get into all that now. Sorry for the waffle. Just say Patreon is there if you want to support the lads. I was going to say and ladies, but it's just lads. And we've got some prizes on the way.
So nice, it's copy.
Good job, isn't it? Lovely job. We've got prizes on the way. So
what? How do they win the prizes?
Just be a Patreon, basically.
Really?
$7 Patreon, that is. $7. That's the mid-range one. That's a gold...
Can't get a prize.
That's a gold Jeff and Lover. And it's a good prize. It's a very good prize.
Is it? What is it?
It's going to be signed memorabilia.
By who?
from a lovely company that haven't given us the product yet, so I'm not going to say their name just yet. But I'm looking forward to offering that to you guys. Anyway, let's talk about
it. I like us signing stuff and giving them away. That's,
like
that's,
Chris Kamara
that's my favourite thing. that's in someone's grand's house now.
Yeah. He planted it in someone else's house.
In someone else's house? It's his grand. He replaced the picture of him with Chris Kamara and put it on the mantelpiece. It's beautiful.
So you've got a clue. What did we learn last week from the podcast? Harry Charland said this. Arsenal wanted to keep Gnabry, James. He left for playing time. Okay, noted. Not the point I was making. The point I was making was this is your moment and your new club, Bayern Munich. Don't make it about Arsenal.
I think I might have said something along the lines of how they let him go, something like that.
Yes, you might have. But now we know. That's what it's about. Sam Burgess said, do the screaming kids bit every week. Wasn't a bit. It was really annoying. There were kids out there screaming at each other for no reason.
There is one upstairs.
McSlash said this last week, and this is why you need to listen to every single podcast as soon as it comes out. Listening to the pod by myself through speakers in the kitchen, then my partner walks in at 34:10. She gave me a strange glance. So I'm going to stop speaking there and I'm going to say the quote that was said at 34:10. And you have a guess who said this. I don't want to watch missionary porn all the time. I want to add a little bit of flavour to it. You know, midgets maybe.
I was making a point. Like a wider point.
That's Leicester. She gave me a strange glance, then continued past me shaking her head. I was going to say, it's a football podcast. As she walked away, but I'm not sure that's even true anymore. Love the pod, lads. Might use earphones next time.
Good show. No, don't.
Blare it.
No, have it loud and then get other people go, what's that? What's that? And then you tell them.
Are those dubs
podcasts you never heard of?
Yeah. Jake Mayen said, just checking in, lads. Flav comparing Leicester to winning the league to midget porn is the high quality analysis I subscribe for.
Exactly.
More of that. Yeah. I went to the Emirates on the Sunday. Went to the game. Good game. Cracking stadium.
Why? Is it? I mean, everything compared to Loftus Road is...
Well, do you know what that happened, right? So we were sat down. We were quite high up. And I've got to say, the stadium is amazing. The seats we were in were amazing. Was the atmosphere amazing? I'm not going to answer that. I think I just did. No, it was fine. I think when a fan goes to Loftus Road and watches us play free-flowing football and win against 4-2, Birias and Cher just banging it about, Manning, left-back, being involved in all three goals, incredible. It's a lot closer to the pitch, so the atmosphere is quicker, a lot louder.
Better.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
But at those big stadiums, you just can't do it, can you? Can you do it at Spurs?
What?
So like Spurs is supposed to be like geared up to be a stadium where you can get the crowd going.
Yeah, but it isn't like it's a different type of atmosphere. It's like when we was at White Hart Lane, small songs could be heard and people would join in.
Yeah.
But it's just such a massive span. No, it's very much like slow anthem type. And when they go, it sounds... Yeah. When they go, it does sound good.
We will be going through things you say at the football. Is that, I can imagine that at Spurs a lot. People just going, oh.
Fuck's sake, you hear a lot. No, it's not, it's more than that.
Oh, no, Eric.
Eric.
It's a 5-yard. Forget it. Anyway, I went to the Emirates, it was good. But the person next to me, he started slagging off Loftus Road. What am I supposed to do in that situation? I can't go, excuse me. I don't support this football club despite being in the home bit.
Hang on a minute. How? Why? So, where did Loftus Road come from?
I don't know. He was just talking. The guy next to him was talking a bit too much, and it was a bit annoying. And he didn't know football,
right?
Which is annoying.
Well, it's like 90% of Arsenal's fan base.
Not what I'm saying. But he then started talking about last time I saw Arsenal. Was at like Loftus Road or something like that, and he said Loftus Road is a shithole.
What did you say?
Didn't say anything. I let it go.
Well, you wouldn't have got beaten up, I guarantee that.
No, I know, but it wasn't.
You just left it.
You would leave.
I know you bloody love football, but what?
Especially when I'm looking at the Something's Happening Here power rankings coming soon.
What? Why did you end up there going there?
Dom had a couple of spare tickets.
Ah, Dom. Dom this, Dom that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Laid on
sound
set
bad,
of Dom.
Sound bad is Dom.
Yes, it is a good stadium. They did play well.
Two teams though, so
they are.
It's okay. Can you have two teams?
You know, that's Dom's the exception because he's so committed to both. God. It's weird.
What happens when they play each other?
He's got.
He's a Brentford fan. Do you know what he's got? First, right?
I generally say you can't have a wife and a mistress. That's my general rule with football.
You can. Oh, in football you can't.
You can't. You should have one team. However, he's been polyamorous from a very young
age.
It's
just the way he is.
Yeah, it's just the way he's built, and he's been very clear with that. I think if he had to choose, he would definitely choose Brentford, but he loves Arsenal too. But Arsenal looked quite good, and people think we hate Arsenal. I know you do, Well, they've just been rubbish for ages. So how am I supposed to say good stuff?
What have you been rubbish?
It's been tricky. They have been rubbish.
Arsenal.
Compared to their expectations, they've been rubbish for quite a while.
Yeah.
So they get a bit annoyed at stuff like that. However, they played okay. They've got some good players. Ceballos is good.
He's not their player. They can't sign him. The only reason he went there is because they didn't have an option to buy him.
Do you know what the problem they've got?
The only reason Tottenham didn't sign him
is because they didn't want him?
No, it's because we insisted that we had an option to buy.
Right.
Who's the more sort of forward-thinking football club, Tottenham or Arsenal? Doesn't matter.
But he's playing.
We're going to get relegated. We are going to get relegated.
Let's do crisis rankings so first then.
And the thing is, there's crisis everywhere. There's crisis at Everton. There's crisis at United. There's crisis at Tottenham.
So, the crisis rankings, vote now. I've got four nominees this week. Spurs made it in there, just about.
Yeah.
Man United, Everton and Norwich. Just chucked in there.
Norwich?
This week. Yeah, wheels are falling off. Jack Reeve does it. Does he? Is he listening? I don't know.
What? What was that? Were they second bottom or something?
They are. Where are they in the league? They are. They've got 6 points, I think. And they feel like they get like 10. You get 10 points if you beat Man City. No, not true. You just get 3.
They beat Man City.
That's hurting them now. They beat Man City. Yeah,
do you know what? It's really hard for me to follow football at the moment.
Why? Because you're so crap.
Yeah.
Second bottom, yeah.
So lost we, I can't follow six. Any other results, and don't look at any other results if Spurs lose, and we lose
that bad.
Yeah, unless we play.
It's not helpful for the pod, is it?
I know, but I can't, mate. It's my happiness is more important. And we had two early fixtures, so I literally have no idea what's happened the last 2 weekends.
Are you kidding me?
No idea.
All right, well, let's talk about Spurs, and then I can talk about the.
I can talk about Man United because I enjoyed that they lost 1-0.
Oh yeah, I would like to talk about Man United.
And I listened to a bit about Everton on TalkSport, so I can probably pick in there as well.
Right, okay, lovely. So go on, let's do Spurs first then. 1 week on, how's it going?
Somehow
got worse, didn't it?
Yeah.
How did it get worse?
Somehow, Jim, right? Lose the result against Brighton was worse than the one against Bayern Munich, and that was our biggest home defeat in our history of our football club. We are in big trouble. If I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what he's going to do.
That's what's really good about these the crisis-y rankings. And I don't know. That's what probably keeps you. This is a good thing for you because you're not, in terms of crisis-y, there's still, you've got the players. You have got the players.
Yeah.
They're just not bothered.
They're just, we've got the players, but they've got ME, want to be,
haven't they? Yeah. The players have got ME.
They're a bit like, yeah.
Me.
Yeah. They look like they've just kind of, yeah, they're riddled with doubt and lack of confidence and boredom. They're bored.
It feels like they've eaten too much and then had been forced to play football.
Yeah, after roast dinner.
yeah, like you know in the '50s when they said I'd get down to the club, get down there about half 10, have 6 sticks and I'll be ready for a game.
Yeah.
It's like that's what's happened to to your players.
Yeah, and how do you fix it? The only way we can fix this is something we can't do right now, which is signing players.
I refer back. Anyway.
I don't. Who did the album Blonde?
Frank Ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
That got
great album.
By Pitchfork, rated as the best album of the 2010s. From 2010.
Really?
But sometimes they just put in that album that is a bit controversial to get everyone to share it. Go look at these pricks.
We should. Oh, I see what you mean.
Sweet ad revenue.
Yeah. We should do that next week. What is the album of the decade? And people can give their reviews.
Okay. Well, let us know. What do the
people, what's your album of the decade?
What is the album of the decade? They're quite young, so I imagine their taste will be god awful. It'll be something like some shit.
Little.
Something with Lil in front of it. Yeah, not Lil Wayne.
Yeah, or Lil Kim. Got rest her.
No,
see how she looks now.
Lil Peep, probably someone like that.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Is he?
I think so. She's, what's going on with her then?
What a shame.
It's, well, it is, and that's, It's a shame.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, looked normal before.
Yeah, Joe, I was at a wedding the other week, and there's
just
a...
lesbian wedding.
No, there's another wedding.
Would you stop fucking going to weddings?
Which I was MC for.
And really, was you, Jim?
I've been MC at two weddings now, and I'm a bit nervous about it. It's going to become a real thing.
You're there, no?
It was an honour, and it was a lovely day.
Did they pay you?
No, of course not.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I did as well?
No, of course not.
This is me in a nutshell.
Pay him. Fuck's sake.
This is me in a nutshell, right? I went, oh, do you know, if you want me to film speeches, I could do it. So I ended up doing both. And I was just like, oh, why have I done that?
No, it's a nice thing to do, but people will always take advantage.
Yeah. It wasn't that. I offered. Anyway.
Don't stop offering.
Anyway, we were playing fives. Have you played the game fives?
No.
So you play, you have like a shot or whatever, and you have like, say four of you. You go one, two, three, go. Mm. And you do five or you don't do five.
Right.
Okay. And you've got to, you say what the multiple will be out of everyone. If you get it right, you've got to say without smiling, thank you very much for a lovely game of fives. You never played this? This is a great joke.
No, I don't. Without smiling.
Without smiling.
That's cold.
So
I
lost, obviously, because I can't do it. But one of the people is, she's a doctor, and she does like Botox and stuff like that on the side.
Really?
Right. So she went 15, it was 15. She went, thank you very much for a lovely game of fives. And I was like, I went, you smiled there. And she went, she scowled. Botox the entire face dead still. I didn't fucking smile.
Fucking.
Right, fine. Anyway, football. So, Spurs, you are, like you just said, I refer back to my point a couple of weeks ago. Everyone's just floating about, aren't they? Oh, is it going to be all right? Yes, we're playing this fantastic brand of football. Yes, we're scoring goals by the bucketful.
Are you talking about QPR again?
Oh, possibly. I'm talking about anyone. But will it last forever? And for Spurs and for Man United, that is the thing that all football fans and everyone else is like, it's too far away from the transfer window. You can't handle it, can you?
Yeah, exactly. It's really scary.
Well, if we can't spend our way out of the trouble, then what else do we do?
Well, that's what we do.
Well, think about it.
But no, hang on
Figure
a minute.
Figure it
hang
out.
On. Hang on a minute. That's Ollie. At this level, that's what you do. Like, if you want to get to our level one day, you probably won't. You don't get there by thinking about it. You get there by spending. Spend the most amount of money and you get the most amount of success. That's what football is.
I understand that. Right. But the panic...
Yes.
The panic that comes from this period of time...
Yeah.
...is short-sighted.
Yeah, of course. It's terrifying as well.
So,
I think they should just ban the transfer. Let's get rid of the transfer windows. Let's just buy players all the time, like that back in the old days. Just so I never have to think about this. Yeah.
I'll take the best striker for someone else, and then that'll be the end of it.
Exactly.
Is that fair?
Yeah, my favourite thing is pillaging smaller football clubs. That's the best.
And do you know who used to do that?
Who?
Rangers. Rangers and Celtic. Whoever had a good season... Oh, that Dundee United are doing all right. What's his name? Billy Dodds. Yeah, we'll have him. Yeah, we'll take him. He'll play five games. I think he'll play a few more. But that's what Rangers and Celtic used to do that constantly.
Did you see? Rangers are on top.
Yeah.
Rangers, this is one thing I did notice. And, you know, we all know that Rangers are the baddies and Celtic are the goodies, right?
Celtic are the baddies?
No, Celtic are the goodies. They're like Free Palestine. Yeah, they're like, you know, don't stop blowing people up.
Yeah.
I'm
totally on
board. Then Rangers are more like the Israel side of that discussion, aren't they? I'm not saying that Israel are the baddies and Palestine are the goodies, but if you speak to most left-wing people, that's how they'd see it, right?
Okay, which again doesn't mean it's right or wrong.
If you're left-wing, it's right for you. Nothing. There is no right or wrong ever.
Can agree more.
Yeah.
Or not agree.
Yeah, exactly. It's all just a grey area, all right? But I am quite... I really want Rangers to win for some reason, even though they are the baddies.
It's the underdog, isn't it? Always got to root for the underdog. Unless it's Leicester City and it affects
Celtic and the kind of, you know, some sexual thing going on there, isn't it?
What?
Accusations.
Really?
Yeah, type in sexual...
I'd rather not.
Celtic nonsense, something like that.
Type in that. Again, I'd rather not. That's a lot of clubs have had that.
Go incognito, you can do it. Fine.
I'm just not even going to comment on that. So Spurs are in crisis. Poch out? That's every bit of football content. At some point, that question needs to be asked.
Posh out.
Or insert manager's name here, out.
Well, the problem is you've got here, Jim, right, is that the only way to solve this situation in the short term is to replace the manager, because you can't replace the players, right? So if they've got lots of players who are bored of hearing the same messages and all that shit we've talked about over and over again, then yes, the manager should be replaced.
What if you
we can't get rid of him, cost too much money, so they'll have to agree some sort of mutual package. The other thing is he's a good manager. Like, how will we...
This is what... the players wrong? Are the players wrong or the manager
wrong? No, the manager's wrong. It's his fault.
It's not his fault.
No, it is his fault. If you've got a great workforce, right, you keep them motivated. So otherwise they leave.
But you can't always keep that moving unless you can make the changes that you continuously want to make. I.e. Alex Ferguson. He goes, right, I've got the opportunity to have a great squad and still be ruthless and still get the best player of the league in every single year. Pochettino's not had the chance to do that.
No, because we'd be on the new stadium. That's true. And I'm not saying I want to get rid of him. I'm just saying that that is a solution to this problem.
Okay.
The problem is if you don't do it, you don't pull the trigger, and it's clear from that result against, not just a result against Brighton, they annihilated us for 90 minutes.
Good team, Brighton, though.
They're not, though, are they? They are shit. They pop it. They're shit.
Like, Potter's a genius.
Like, maybe, but like they got smashed 8-0 by Man City, didn't they?
No.
Who was that?
Watford.
Oh, it makes me feel a little bit better. I thought it was White Brighton.
Potter to Spurs, maybe?
No, fucking hell. Look at him. The state of him.
United.
You've got to have someone with a little bit of panaz.
Right. Well, what about
Graham
this?
Fucking Potter.
Purely, he doesn't look the part, does he? No. Purely sports fan said this. Now, stick with me, don't look at it.
All right, I'm not.
Poch to Man United.
Fine.
Okay. How to Spurs. Eddie Howe to Spurs?
Not big enough.
Okay. Ollie to Bournemouth. Bournemouth, don't we? How are Bournemouth fans feel about
Solskjaer
that?
Solskjaer will never recover.
And everyone is happy.
No, that's not.
Solskjaer to Bournemouth. Bournemouth fans happy with that? They lose Eddie Howe and get Ollie Solskjaer.
Why would they be happy with that? Who's that? Who's he support?
Fan purely, I presume, Liverpool.
Right, just keep your opinions to yourself. You've got a lovely manager. Well, let's not you look.
Get in the comments.
Like, Matt, how great must it be to be a Liverpool fan? Like, how it must be incredible. Like, they're going to win the league at a canter, probably.
They've won the Champions League.
They've been in the final of the Champions League the year before. They're going to win the league for the first time in 28 years.
It's a good time to be a Liverpool fan.
Like, imagine just having all that.
I know we're hypocrites because we do it as well, and I pose the questions a lot of the time. The whole like, well, that's it then, that's it, that's done. Well, we stop now. The Man City are out. That's it, 8 points, can't happen. It's not true, is it? It's like, if Liverpool lose one game, which happens, I'm struggling at the moment with the blasé extremism in football. Yeah. That's what I'm struggling with right now.
What do you mean?
The idea that Man City, right, this is Man City, team that won 8-0 just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
8-0, right?
Yeah.
They got 90-something points, then 100 points. I know you know all this, right? Well, they're finished. Because they lost two games. It's mad.
I mean, how many games can you lose? Liverpool
draw one game, and then they've got Man United. Could draw that. Probably won't. Probably will win it, but could draw that. And there's another comment that someone said. Steve Costino. Are we getting into Farmers League territory with the Prem?
Yeah.
No.
What? No.
Why do you think...
What's Farmers League? What does that mean? Because we only have one winner.
I think it's crap.
That's not Farmers League, is it? Farmers League is where the general quality is low, like Scotland.
Yeah. I could not disagree with that statement more. I think this is the best Premier League in terms of quality and competitiveness as a whole that there's ever been. The reason I say that is because, okay, yes, Liverpool are far and away above at this moment in time. But constantly, everyone just looks at the top two teams. So, and then everyone's going, it's not competitive enough. Look at the rest of the league. You've got all these teams that can beat anyone. You've got Man United at 12th. A lot of the crisis-y periods that you're all going through right now, these top six sides, it's because the other teams are good. West Ham have got a really good team.
Yeah,
Wolves have got a really good team.
It's also about Spurs being poor, really poor.
I think it's about energy and things like that, which comes in cycles, and he should like, he needed changes to happen. But again, we're not concentrating on all these other good teams.
Yeah, true.
And it's winding me up. Right. It's not a Farmers League. You're wrong, Steve.
But why did he feel passionately enough to defend the Premier League? Who cares? What?
Because...
You're not even in it.
Because people are missing the point. Because I care about the sport. I do care about the sport. Because I like it. Right? And when any of these... it's the hypocrisy of these top teams start losing games and people go, oh, the league's a mess. When the top teams are losing games, it's probably as much down to how good those top six teams are. It's also a big part down to how good these other teams are.
Yeah. And Wolves are a good side. Oh, they are a good side, aren't they? I mean, I was surprised about the result, but they are a good team. They can damage anybody.
I just think, like, West Ham are a good team. Burnley can get points against anyone. Crystal Palace have done the same. Chelsea have... I'm going the wrong way now. Sheffield United can still do stuff. Brighton play really good football. I know you're going, you should beat them. And of course, you should beat all these teams.
I'm not saying we should beat them. We shouldn't lose 3-0.
But you know what I also think? I think because there is so much money in football, but the Premier League in particular, there's so much money everywhere that if you can work smart, there are so many variables in football that you can...
All right.
The gap, money-wise, I think it's like, you know, it's like happiness that people say, like, you get to a certain wage and then you can't get any happier. I think it's the same with football. Mm. There's only so many players. So if you can be smart with what you're doing and spend your money wisely and have a team that has balance, then that's just as important as spending large amounts of money. And the example of that is Man United's recruitment. They have no balance in their team.
I can't, like, when you look at Man United's lineup, it's like, how has this happened? How has this got so bad?
Do you know what it is? I was thinking about it, and it is the recruitment. It's totally the recruitment. And we'll joke about Solskjaer, and he might go, might not go, but it's, I don't know if he's good.
We'll go.
But I don't know if he's a good manager or not.
No, we know he's not.
No, I don't know.
Why
it's like, do you know, it's like Rashford. I don't know if he's a good centre forward. Everyone's gone, oh, well, he's not a good centre forward because he's not scored enough goals. Mm. That's nonsense.
You know Solskjaer's not the right fit for Manchester United.
I don't know.
They'd be winning games.
I don't know.
Stop saying you don't know.
What?
They'd be winning games. They'd be in the top four if he was the right manager.
Hang on. You literally just said that Man United team's the worst Man United side that you've seen.
Everyone's resided over it. He's
cleared a lot of the nonsense. Do you know what the problem is, right?
If they stick with him, they'll finish 15th.
But I think regardless of who's in that...
With Spurs.
Regardless of who's the manager, yeah, battling out for 14th.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's the manager of Man United, I'd be surprised if they finish above 8th this season. Regardless of who the manager is. Because it doesn't matter. They're also missing six players. Missing Pogba, Shaw, Martial.
Mm.
A lot of players.
Do you know how it would be, in a way, be good if Tottenham and Man United get relegated, wouldn't it? Because I imagine the Championship then. Some proper sides in it.
We'll be passing you on the way up. But the other thing with Man United is the recruitment, right? It's not who they're buying, it's when they're buying them. Schweinsteiger was a great player. Sanchez was a great player. They bought a load of players. Fergie's teams were built on players who were 22, 23, and you got 8 years out of them. And if they got to 30 and they still wanted to be there, you give them a year and you give them a year, or you get rid of them.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing that Solskjaer is doing, is he's not continued with that. He's not continued with buying another 31-year-old.
It's just all the others. That's the good thing.
Yeah. But if we're all floating about right now, and Man United is certainly floating about, sinking if anything...
Mm.
Whoever comes in, you've still got to deal with that squad. And actually, the starting point for Man United starts in January a little bit, where you can sort out some of it. But a lot of it's going to be... It is going to be free transfer windows, free good transfer windows with the right players at the right age.
Yeah, do you know who could do a job with that team?
Go on.
Allardyce, you're getting in the top six.
Well,
Allardyce would get... He might
get tuned.
Interim manager at Spurs. At the end of the season.
Didn't you tweet about Spurs getting Allardyce?
Just tweeted a kind of what should be our shortlist for our next manager, and that would be Alan Pardew.
Yeah, who are you putting in there? Who's in there?
Allardyce, Megson.
Megson.
Apparently, horrible individual, Megson.
Do you know who's tell me that? Do you know who's linked with the Mill job?
Who?
Roy Keane.
Oh my god. What's going on at Millwall?
There'll be an interview. So Neil Harris is gone.
I thought he was like their legend. He's a legend.
Yeah, I actually didn't know he'd even gone.
And where are they in the league at the moment?
I don't know. I only look at QPR on it. Should we have a quick look at the championship?
Let's have a look at the championship.
That's not the spelling of championship.
But the do you know there's an actual condition where it affects your typing when you know people are watching?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, everyone gets it. Isn't,
oh, nice. Really? Yeah, but I really get it.
Yeah.
Brentford drew.
Stoke
won. Big Swansea. Beat top of the... That's the championship. They beat top of the table away from home Swansea. After the run they're on. Stoke beat them. Amazing.
It was...
Millwall 15th. I don't know why he's got the sack.
Maybe it's just like the same problem with Pochettino. Couldn't motivate his players anymore.
But in terms of managers and being a good fit, is Roy Keane a good fit at Millwall?
I think Roy Keane, Vinnie Jones, that kind of... You need
They'll
to
be stop. Like, of course, you know, the FA Cup third round. Great win for you guys, but marred by the fighting of the fans. and Roy Keane's going... Did they win?
Yeah.
He'd be mad if he gets that job. He'll fail miserably.
He's not a very good manager, Roy Keane. Has he had any spells of success?
Did well at Sunderland.
Did he? What respect?
They were like 5 games, they were bottom of the league, and then he got promoted that year. But they had a squad that was good.
Right.
But he did get him going.
Yeah.
And then Ipswich, mediocre, assistant manager. He's your worst kind of assistant manager. I can't feel. He's not what I want. I want Sammy Lee. I want a bouncing little Sammy Lee. Going, yeah. All right, guys, we up for it today. I don't want Roy Keane. Just like you'd like look up, you put your socks on. He just pops his head around the door, doesn't he? That's it.
Roy Keane going after Harry Arter as well.
Yeah. Numerous occasions. And Paul Waters. Danny Lightfoot. So then, crisis rankings, Everton, Norwich in there as well. I think Norwich, it's the same thing every year, the promoted team. First 6 games, you go, this is so exciting. And then like the slog begins.
Yeah. Who's first in the sack race, do you think?
Well, actually, that's a good one. There's Danny Lightfoot said, Silva, Zidane, Ollie, Poch, what order are they getting sacked / resigning from their current jobs? Can I give it a go?
Yeah, I think it'll be Silva.
Do you think Silva's gone first?
Yes. I think Ollie. Can I just call him Solskjaer? Why does everyone say Ollie? It's no one that can spell Solskjaer, isn't it?
It's long, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Ollie, Zidane, Poch. I don't think... But there's no world where Poch gets the sack.
It
costs too much money.
Yeah. I don't think
And I think he's got enough credit in the bank, isn't he? I've heard that a lot.
Definitely.
He's got enough credit in the bank. Yeah. He's become a mainstay Champions League side. All because of him.
That's what, you know, I'm struggling with it, like,
yeah, the pulling extremism, the trigger.
The pulling the trigger thing, because you go, people in the same breath, people go, it's not going, something's not right here, I suppose. Maybe he's got to go. And then you're like, who's the favourite to get the United job if Solskjaer goes?
Poch.
So like, what, is he good or not?
He is good.
So you've got to let him evolve.
It's just going to be a tough season while we witness it, and a lot of people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot it last time, so I'm going to do it again because we got straight into the negative because Spurs are such a shit show. Mm. But there's something's happening here. Power rankings. QPR in there, obviously. Another home win.
But you've just got back-to-back losses.
Only as good as your last game, Flav. You know that. And something's going on down there.
Okay.
Tell you what, it's great. Do you know what's brilliant?
Mm.
The good side of the new rules that have come out.
What?
The sub's got to go off. That's actually one thing from watching QPR on the Saturday to watching... Arsenal on the Sunday. One, I missed a VAR thing. I was like, why aren't they playing? No idea what was going on. And also, when I think it was either when the goal went in or something had happened and it was like, oh, is it a decision or is it not? Everyone just went and looked at the screen. And the championship, you know, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You just carry on with the rest of the game.
Do you prefer it with or without?
As I said before, I think you need a whole season of this to really understand if this is right or wrong. But...
Do you prefer watching football with it or without it?
Without it.
That's what everyone does. Unless you're a virgin.
Because when we score... we can get on to that. So anyway, look, I'll just do a thing quickly. Burnley, also in the something's happening here, power rankings.
7th again. They'll finish 7th. They always finish 7th, don't they?
Good old club, aren't they?
I just want him to... I want him
hard-working professional.
He's got to go, isn't he?
Dash.
Yeah, so
at the end of the season,
just go. Save everyone. The the.
What do you mean go?
But just save everyone else the torment of playing Burnley, and just fuck off.
Very adaptable side.
Oh, just
so, good pros.
I hate it. I hate teams stopping us from playing. I hate not watching free flowing football.
Do you know what? That's the other thing.
I hate it.
If it's like Man City and those big teams, it's like both teams having a go. That's the championship.
Yeah.
That's the bulk of the championship.
No, fair enough. I like that.
Well, Brian had a go though, didn't they?
They got a little picky up front
as well, Aaron Connolly.
He's all right, isn't he? What is it with these? Like, you get. Name me another player you would call of his type.
Never play of his type.
So you might say
Andy Reid.
No.
What, look wise or
no,
playing?
No, just playing. Like, there's another one. There's, I think it was.
It's like Aguero.
No.
In terms of his stocky build.
I'm just saying, like, basically midget strikers who are quick.
Midget strikers that are quick.
Like, a bit like.
Owen, no.
Who did you have up front for a little bit? QPR. Mackie.
Jamie Mackie?
Yeah.
He wasn't a midget. Six foot.
I'm thinking of someone else.
I don't know.
This is going down the toilet, isn't it? It's just like these loads of little nipples, like David Healy.
That's what you want.
David Healy.
Irish, you can finish though.
A little
scamp, gets on the ball. Yeah. Gets on the ball, puts it in the corner. That's what he does.
Yeah, fuck him, man. Fuck him. They were so good. And like, did you see Lloris? Did you see what Lloris did? No, fuck his elbow.
I did say he cost you points. Probably
you
for,
did.
Probably
and I defended him. Probably fuck that guy. Fuck he you, put man. The ball up. And then he just palmed it out into Connolly's or Donnelly or whatever.
And he put it away. Good on. Got on an accent there. So often I lose it. So I've got to stick
with it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Final two nominees. Something's happening here. Uh-huh. One, Tammy Abraham's got to start for England, isn't he? Got to start for England.
Yeah,
ahead
right.
of Harry.
Oh, we could have Kane. Never going to happen, is it? Would you?
You'd probably like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No injury, isn't it?
No, exactly. Would you, if you was the manager, would you start Tammy Abraham... ahead of Kane?
Sure, the qualifiers are so easy that you might as well play him and Mount and Madison, chuck them all in. He's in there for something's happening here. Is something happening here? Was James right last season when he said he will play at least 30 games for England? You vote. And finally, probably a bit early as a nomination, Newcastle United won a game, didn't they? They won at home against Man City. Matty Longstaff, God bless him.
They beat us as well. So
yeah.
Not that that's much, but
that's true.
You know, nothing's happening there because Steve Bruce is at the helm, isn't he? But what about Chelsea? Something happening there?
Yeah, you could chuck them in there. Yeah, I'll chuck them in there as well.
Especially because we essentially said that Lampard, or maybe I said, would get the sack by Christmas.
Did you?
I think I said something. Went early on that.
They are. Do you know, it's like I said last week. It's people love young things, don't they? Mm. Just give it a chance.
Right? I don't.
It's like the Rangers.
I think that, you know, they've been banned for tapping.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Up kids, right?
Yeah, they were tapping up kids.
I don't know. Buying young people.
Sorry, I'm doing like Graham Ricks.
Yeah, exactly. Again, If they start doing well in the league, despite the ban, they should be dot points.
Well, they've had their ban, haven't they? The transfer ban.
Yeah, but
it's
now,
actually
now,
it's been for the betterment.
Exactly. So that's not fair, is it?
Yeah.
So they've done something bad and somehow rewarded them. They should start docking points now. From Chelsea. 12 points.
Do you agree? Let us know in the comments. Doubt it. I'm just going to read out this comment because I think it's good. And if you've got an answer, great. But we can move on. John Dewhurst. Or Dewhurst. Liverpool were average and then Klopp transformed them. What manager do you think could transform United back into a title challenging side? Do you have an answer?
Yeah, Poch. Poch would do a good job there.
He's motivated. What a manager. It's fantastic, isn't he?
But he's got new players to motivate.
Isn't he good?
Excited,
he's got new manager, new players to motivate. New
players to motivate. Yeah, Poch would do a good job. Nuno with Wolves. There's loads of managers. Allegri. He's free. Mourinho, get him back. I tell you what.
Give Mike Phelan a go.
I take him.
Hey.
Jam Jose. Get him down wide.
Jose. Yeah. You want a bit of Jose?
He's a serial winner, Jim.
Yeah.
Robbie was right all those years ago.
Should have made him England manager.
What's he won? What's he won, Poch?
Yeah.
Robbie was right. Do you remember him saying to me, what's he won? What he won? And you're right, Robbie. You've won nothing.
You were right, Rob. Yeah. VAR Weekly. It's become a bit because we talk about it every single week. Last week you said that if you like VAR, you're a virgin. You've got a virgin mentality. Here are a couple of comments from that. Just two. Josh Francis says, if football's made better from wrong decisions, making games unfair, just because emotion is more important, then let's hire blind, unqualified refs to officiate, since the fans will be full of emotion when a 30-yard throw-in is given as a goal. When would a 30-yard throw-in be given as a goal?
That's silly, isn't it? He's being facetious.
He's being facetious.
The
refs can also...
We've got no time for that kind of tone, to be honest.
Good point.
So please take your view elsewhere.
He's got more. There is more. The refs can also be allowed to dish out red and yellow cards randomly to any players they fancy for no reason during the game to get the fans going, since fairness matters less than creating emotion. Also, Flav's moaning about having to half celebrate. If he likes the emotion that much, he should fully celebrate if it's disallowed. He'll get even more emotion out of it. # I shag VAR.
Does he go to football? Does he go to football? That's my only question. If the answer is yes, you go to football and you still like VAR, that's fine. If you're in your bedroom on your own watching football or in the front room with friends, whatever it is, then I understand where you're coming from. But if you don't go to games, then I understand. You can't comment on something that you haven't experienced.
Yeah. Josh, if I can speak to you directly.
I might be wrong. If you go to games and you still like it, then you're a virgin. But...
You've got a virgin mentality.
Yeah. I can prove it. He's proving it.
Yeah.
He cares too much about football. I care about the moment of joy and release and distraction and that sense of euphoria, right? He cares too much about the game, the integrity of the game. And that equals virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to lean towards you, Flav. And Josh, I think you know what you're doing there. Like if you were facing me now and you said that to me, I'd go, Josh, you know what you're doing there. You're being silly.
Yeah, you've been facetious.
Okay, you're being facetious. And that's ridiculous. Like, you know, 30-yard throw-ins, that would never happen.
No, he's being over the top to make a point.
Yeah.
And he's actually really trying to insult me as well.
What do you think would be more painful for Josh? Would it be the fact that he does go to the football and you said, oh, you're basically saying you don't go to the football, so you don't understand. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Do you think what's more painful for him if it's true that he doesn't go and he still thinks that?
I don't know. That's then I question. Can't. Then he's the virgin. That's what I'm talking about.
But as we explore,
he either doesn't understand it or he's a virgin.
Can't win. That's my point. As we explore VAR, here's a question for people. If you go to the football, you go to games regularly, be that 5 games a season or whatever, okay? And that's not having to go at fans that go to the game or don't go to the game. If you go to the game, how do you feel about VAR?
Yeah.
Because it's so different.
Yeah.
I found that this weekend. Going to the Arsenal game where VAR is part of it and you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And look, for the record, I'm not saying I'm not making a point here of if you go to a game, you're a better fan. It's not that. That's because that's how people get defensive when you start talking about this shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I can't go because I live in the fucking other part of the world and you're
Understood.
Lucky.
Understood.
It's fine, right? We're not better fans. It's not about that. It's just... Yeah.
I went traveling around South America. I didn't go to one QPR game.
Didn't you?
Still a fan, aren't I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like, if you haven't gone and you don't know what it feels like... But the thing is, you have to have perspective as well, because like back in the day, like when I was a kid, that's where that emotion was created, when I used to go football with my dad and my brothers and all that. And now it's like it's taken away because it's, you know, what was it last week anyway?
Yeah. Okay. OUFC Newton, Flav moaning about VAR, but Spurs would never have made a Champions League final without it.
So what does that mean?
I thought you might say that.
Doesn't mean anything.
I thought you might say that.
That literally a nothing statement.
Okay. Cooler. Do you want Inside the Mind or would you like Things You Say at Football?
I don't know what they are.
I can guess even here?
I can guess the second one.
Things You Say. Flav's lovely drop of the week.
I've talked about the governor, haven't I?
Yep.
There is a big gun. There's a big gun red wine you can get from Aldi.
Where are you shopping for your
wine? Aldi. Big gun. It's very nice. again, another full-bodied line, but I do kind of lean towards a more full-bodied line. Yeah, because it's more kind of, it's just...
You're like a
fruity.
Yeah, love I can it. See you're slowly turning into Henry VIII. Mm. And you're sort of, you love your goblet, if I can imagine
running great,
sploshing all over the place, just eating a fucking vegan chicken thigh.
Oh, mate, Temple of Satan. Satan, I think, I can't remember what it's called.
Satan.
Satan. Satan, right? If you're any vegetarians out there and you missed what a cheeseburger tastes like, because I do. I like fantasize about sausage and batter, cheeseburgers, quarter pounder with cheese. go order this shit. It's in Camden in North London. It is delish. Sorry, go on.
Excluding 99%.
Who?
I mean, who can get down to Camden apart from me and you? Some people maybe.
Well, how about next week? I'll
do it from there. Like Rory used to do on the Chelsea channel. He'd do it from a pizzeria.
Yeah, pizzeria.
So funny.
How about I order us one next week and we can eat?
We can do that.
And we can review it.
Do that. We're going to do a Discord soon, actually, whatever that is. It's like a live thing with a lobby. And someone wrote comments saying we should do a Discord thing.
Definitely.
So, again, get on Patreon.
Yeah.
New bit, Inside the Mind. Then we'll do Things You Say at Football. So, Inside the Mind is Inner Monologues Revealed. Now, as a precursor to this, every week I'm probably going to have to say this. These are things that people thought they didn't say. They thought it, they didn't say it.
Oh, right.
So as I say it,
I'm talking
about things that people thought, not said.
And give us an example.
Like, you the see woman. Someone with a lovely pair of breasts, and good luck to her with that. You see them, you go, look at those, in your head. But if I went, look at those,
yeah,
then that would be offensive.
Absolutely. You keep it inside.
That's and that's the lesson from this. Sometimes don't speak what's on your mind.
Don't speak.
Yeah. Coutinho in a monologue. 3 to 4 year old child losing his mind, screaming and flapping around on the floor while his mum stood there chatting to someone while I was waiting for the bus. Thought, I wonder how far I could kick the kid if I really tried.
Yeah.
Edit. I didn't kick the kid. He thought it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's
absolutely fine. Joe Barrell, internal monologue. Just seen a kid doing a wheelie on his bike up the street. Little kids involved in this.
Yeah.
A wheelie.
What a fucking irritating.
Yeah, they've got the rest of their lives to grow and be. Exploit their potential. Just seen a kid doing a wheelie on his bike up the street, and I instantly thought. I hope a bus comes and clatters him.
Oh, that's a bit.
Lamar Gilchrist. So, lads, I was on Instagram and I saw a really hot girl. Oh, no, this is terrible. It's a really hot girl in a wheelchair. And I clicked on her profile and it said, dancer. In her bio. My first thought was... No, you're not.
just that.
But I think that's really funny from and you know, you can be in a wheelchair and dance.
of course you can.
But the person in a wheelchair is maybe joking. Who knows?
No. They I don't think they are joking. I think some people, why are you crying?
I'm not crying. It's it's holding in.
This is simple. No, you're not. It's Thursday comedy, isn't it?
And final one, in a monologue. I have to zoom in for this one. SLN19. My mate from uni broke up with his longtime girlfriend at the weekend. At the weekend. From what he told me, it was very messy and didn't end well. Went to sit beside him in a lecture yesterday and he said, "Sorry, lad, this seat is taken," as a poor attempt at banter, as there clearly wasn't anyone sitting there. And I instantly thought, "Oh, sorry, lad, is your missus sitting there?" Very nearly said it too, but thought better of it. That's what I'm trying to get out of here.
Have you ever been in a funeral and got the giggles?
No, not yet.
I have.
I expect I will at some point.
It's bad.
What happened?
Because how do you explain it?
Why did you get the giggles?
I don't know.
Did they say so?
My brother was doing faces.
Oh, okay.
It was someone we know we didn't really like. He was not a very nice man, but we went to a funeral.
Right.
And he kept doing this to me. Like that.
Dom does that. Like when people turn around. He loses his mind. Still to come, we've got some big dick advice, or BDA, swinging as I like dicks to call it. Things you say at the football, which we're about to do in a second, and some sharp news. Quick sharp fact.
Jim, can I ask you a question? What does James the Crumb mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
The crumb.
You know.
The missus calls me the crumb. Oh, yeah, it's my anniversary the other week. Thanks, everyone.
Jim,
this is the card I got her.
It's remarkable how long we've tolerated each other. That's nice.
I didn't say it. Crumb is I have a mole on my leg, and she calls it the crumb.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, things you say at the football. Geordie Joe says this. 1998, getting younger, isn't it? Things you say at the football. One, you go, "Keep it on the deck."
Yeah.
Then people also go, "Get rid of it," or he's gone hoof it up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you just get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Whack it.
Yeah.
Whack it away.
That's where we're at now, isn't it? Because it's so much of that poncing around.
Kick it as far away as possible.
Yeah.
Zach Rivesy, well in.
That's it. You can't go well in football anymore either.
Here's a
well in challenge and now a yellow card.
You won't have seen this because you shut off from football in Spurs leagues. But Isaac Hayden got sent off a couple of weeks ago against Leicester City. And people were like outraged that he was outraged at getting sent off. And I...
What was the challenge like?
He got the ball. In my head, he's like, that's a cracking
was
tackle.
Was he reckless? Did he use too much force? Did he go through the player?
Do you know what? I think you can literally pinpoint the year of which a booking or not even a foul becomes a red card. And I would say that would be at the latest date. That would be a great tackle in 2011.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go earlier than that.
I was thinking 2009 initially.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, if you ever watch Football Years, if you ever see a game that's like the Manchester Derby in like 1994, it was away from home, you see some of the tackles on that pitch, some of the players on that pitch, it's unbelievable. You've got Keith Curl, Mark Hughes, Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Like, Haaland. Cantona didn't mess about.
Do you think it happened? It was after the Haaland injury, where things started to come a little bit more snowflakey with regard to challenges.
I wonder if it was a bit.
Do you remember Roy Keane on Haaland?
Yeah,
finished
his
career.
Take that, you cunt. Is that fair?
Take that. What do you mean?
It was vengeance, wasn't it?
Yes, it's fair. He got done. He done him. Stood over Roy Keane. He didn't forget, and ended his career. It's the risk he was playing.
That's the game.
He started it. He literally started it. Keane finished it.
No, he got the wrong end of the stick when Roy Keane hurt his knee, and he thought he was diving, so he stood over him and falsely claimed that he was doing that
to Roy Keane.
So you're saying in day to day life,
yeah,
if you make a false claim,
yeah,
you should get scythed down, pretty much on your knee.
Well, yeah.
So right.
Well, he did it. He started it. If I'm walking around
life,
picking on people, bigger people than me, then eventually I'm going to get a slap, aren't I? This is essentially a slap.
You can't go like, oh, I, you know, you did your home insurance and you lost something. You lost your mobile out and about, and then Roy Keane comes around and goes, poof, because
no,
you lied.
That's not the same.
It's very similar.
No, it isn't.
Very
it's similar. Not, it's not. It, didn't he do the injury on Keane as well? And it's such a weird thing for him to say. I don't believe he sided. I don't believe Ireland sided the story here. Because he's Roy Keane is literally the last person that would feign injury.
Oh.
He never did that. So as if he's screaming, holding his knee, and Ireland goes, well, I think
but he's... In the heat of the battle, you kind of go, you might... Because I think it was near the penalty area as well, from what I remember. So I think it he was like, what are you doing? Was it in the penalty area? Yeah. Roy Keane?
Yeah, but Roy defensively, Keane. it was in the Man United, I think.
When he got injured, Roy Keane?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So he might have been thinking, oh shit, he was trying to get a penalty.
Hmm.
It's not like he's on the halfway line.
That, like, karma's a bitch.
Roy Keane, fair or unfair?
Fair.
Let us know. Fair. And which year would it become unfair? No?
Okay. Take that, you cunt.
And that's it. And I got him. I hit him. I said, take that, you cunt.
I like the fact he hates Alex Ferguson as well.
Won't let it go, will he? Will not let that one go.
People ask him a direct question. He gets a direct answer, didn't he?
Yeah.
You don't like him, do you? You don't like the old school. You don't like Souness.
I think the rules change. I like Souness. Souness is running. He's a lovely man, very respectful.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the strongest handshake I've ever.
Yeah,
ever.
If you're out there, right? If you're out there and you're watching this and you want some advice, right? There's, you can do handshakes wrong. Like, too limp. People are like, will forget you instantly. If it's just like one of them, that's the worst one. It's like that. Ugh. It feels fucking horrible. But people that crush your hand, they are as big as arseholes.
I know you're thinking of.
Who am I thinking?
Jack Reeves.
He does actually I don't.
You've said this before, guys. Why is he so mad?
Jack Reeves.
Jack, if you're watching this, we love you.
Jack Reeves, but... No, just to clarify, Jack Reeves isn't an arsehole at all. He's one of the nicest people I've met, certainly in football media. But his handshake is stupidly hard and it hurts. It just hurts every time. So I'm like, I brace myself as I'm shaking Jack's hand, going, this is going to hurt me. And the only way to stop it, Merton, is you crush it back. But then you've got this weird standoff where you're trying to crush each other's hands. And all you want to do is say hello.
So I would love to watch from afar as Graham Souness and Jack Reeve met each other for the first time. I'd just be like, and they'd just both go like.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. And to be fair,
strong handshake,
Jack Reeves
important.
Doesn't strike me as a man with incredible strength. But he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jack Reeves, he runs Talk Norris.
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but somewhere in between, a nice firm handshake and look someone in the eye goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like this. Goes a long way.
I do that.
Do you do that?
No, I got it wrong because that was in the way.
Right. Let's do this properly.
A lot of pressure.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're committing.
Committing forward in. Work towards the elbow.
Do you ever put like.
I do.
Do that. If you like someone, you do that, Jim Gisbeck. Like that. You go, that's affectionate. Yeah. That's nice.
Do
it to people that don't expect it.
Lawrence,
so they think, is he gay?
Me and Lawrence do
always this. Keep him guessing.
Me and Lawrence do this thing where you do it like an actor would. An actor would go, if you go like this.
See, now, if a man does this and turns your hand, that's a sign of dominance. Don't let a cunt do that to you.
How do you turn that around? Just keep going.
Totally, just let go of the hand and never work with them.
Yeah, right.
So
what about all that stuff? Maybe that's the next one.
So this...
Next week.
All right, listen. I've got a story to tell you.
Handshake advice. Give it to us. We'll read it out next week and we'll talk about that one.
Yeah. And there's a couple of things I want to talk about that.
I've got some different
schools of thought. And then the week after we'll do this.
Yeah, don't.
It's the spud.
I've got some feelings.
Well, I've got a story to tell you something that happened to me in Peckham Rye Station yesterday.
Okay.
Last week. But I wonder if we should leave it for... paying members.
Is it naughty?
It's not naughty, it's just...
Give us a tease and I'll decide. I didn't go
into a fight.
Wow. Save it. I'll tell you what you could do. You save it for the... People are going to hate us for this. You save it for this Skype that we're going to do later in the week for the $10 members.
This is so horrible.
I know.
Like, I didn't like the bit where it cuts off at the end.
What cuts off? Mate, that's the whole point, though. But you can watch. I'll give you the login. You can watch it on Patreon.
But I feel for three.
You don't even have to pay.
I feel for the people that
the $3 a month is nothing. We need the money. We fucking need the money. Right.
Yeah, I feel a bit bad for him, Jim.
I think we've taken us. There's 3 tiers. That's nothing. $3 a month is nothing. I'm telling you.
It's nothing to you, but it's a lot to a lot of people. It's nothing. It's £2.50.
Really nothing. It's mental.
It's like a couple of Mars bars.
Yeah, yeah. It was, if that. Right. Last couple of things to say. In terms of weird things I say at the football, this is from TG. Not that one. At least once every 5 minutes, I quietly whisper, "We're fucking amazing."
Who's he support?
I don't know. Who do you support, TG? Probably QPR. When a player takes someone on or makes a tackle, I always inadvertently shout, "Fucking knock him out." Be aggressive.
Yeah.
Luke Scanlon, this is a good one. It's a fucking 2-yard pass, for fuck's sake.
What's that mean?
I don't know how to explain that more than the sentence. Every single week watching Everton, struggling at the moment.
What is he saying? It's good? Is it? It's bad?
No, it's just something he says at the football.
What, someone's mucked it up?
Yeah, someone mucked it up. It's a fucking 2-yard pass. I would never say 2 yards, I'd say 5 yards.
Because there isn't any 2-yard passes ever. Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Very, very rarely.
That's true. So things you say at the football, if you notice them, let us know. Quick. Oh, we had some shark news from Serge Aurier Propaganda. This comes from Biz News.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
Tourism twitchy as great whites spurn false bay.
I read about this.
Of course you did.
Yeah. It's his...
Save me reading it.
Yeah, it's about... it's great whites not turning up where they usually
what,
are.
What, for a fight?
Yeah. And
they ain't turning up.
Obviously, there's massive tourism industry about diving great white sharks in cages.
Right.
And the sharks are not there this year. And for some reason.
Apparently, Capitonians don't know who to blame for the disappearance of the great white sharks.
Well, they think one school of thought is that there's an increase in orcas. Whales.
The orcas that eat them. Yeah.
One, they do eat them, yeah.
The fishermen who sell their prey to Australia for use in fish and chip shops, or the gradual ecological change.
Yeah, it could be all those things. And they just think, fuck that. I'm not, I'm bad enough. I'm not a fucking zoo animal. This is my world. And you'll keep dumping those stupid cages in the water and go, ooh.
They are the
I am a fucking shark and I will eat you.
Problem is,
yeah.
They are the rock stars of the sea.
They are the rock stars of the sea. Why are you not interested in the rock stars of the sea, Jimbo? Huh? You are
getting
a little bit.
Yeah, getting into it.
And them out there as well.
They love it, sharks.
They love it, sharks. How can you not? They're monsters and they live on our planet. How can you not be interested
in
them?
It's incredible. Let's indulge in that great atmosphere that we just created there.
Yeah.
With the understanding that the sharks are the rock stars of the sea, with this week's shark fact.
Lovely.
Which is fact number 2 on the article that I've got. 81 facts about sharks. Scientists recently discovered a new species of shark that is just 5.5 inches long.
5.5 inches long?
Yeah.
Well, you can get sharks in your home aquarium.
The sharks can be found in Flav's pants.
That's poor. I've got
Hang on. Right. The aptly named American pocket shark. That's what it's called. Not only is it tiny, it also, wait for it, glows in the dark.
Fuck me. Does everything. Does it all.
Animals are mad.
I've never heard of that shark. That's elephant. Really interesting.
Nose hand. It's got fucking nose hand.
Why are you pouring up now?
Because they sound incredible, isn't it? The world that we live in.
Have a little butchers. If you've got a chance, have a look at little butchers at the salmon shark. Lovely.
Your shark of the week.
Yeah, yeah. Salmon shark. I'm really into them at the moment.
And it's called a salmon shark because it's pink.
It's a bit pinky, but it looks like a small mako or a very small grey white.
Right, they all look the same to me.
They don't.
As soon as we see the real one, you're excited about. Is any shark news in particular? Anything that threats towards death? That's what Flav's into. Here we get ourselves to some BDA now. We finish off with some BDA.
Big dick advice.
Yeah. First of all, we've start off on a lovely note. V Talks got in touch last week. Hasn't been in the comments for a little while. It's good to see him.
What is that?
AKA Bagel Guy.
Really
lovely to see him there.
Oh,
welcome to the James Lawrence Orcutt channel and the Jaffin.
Because there's some people that never watch the old pod, they won't know what Bagel Guy is.
So Bagel Guy, surely.
We're not going to explain this too long.
All three of you.
We gave him some advice.
Yeah. Go on the Bull Street channel and check out One for the Weekend and go through all of them and find out the last 20 minutes of all of them. And you'll find out the incredible story of Bagel Guy who had, I'll do it very quickly, who had a girl that he liked. He was getting extra schmear. He thought that was something. Turned out it wasn't actually anything, but he approached her anyway and he thought it wasn't going to happen because she wanted to set him up with his friend. Long story short, they ended up only getting together in the end. But have they stayed together?
Bit of that as well, probably.
For days. For his little American shark pocket. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Probably more than. So five and a half inches is about average, actually.
Yeah. No, I think.
Trust me, I've. Have you ever done that? You probably haven't. I'm a smaller man, like generally. And so you would go, search average size for a penis. <You go. laughs> And you see it. And you realise you're above it. Yeah, fuck yeah.
So we know that you're bigger than 5.5 inches.
Oh yes.
Cheers, Jim.
Cheers, then.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Let me check it one last time. Okay. Not my penis. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just having flashbacks that we're.
Flashbacks to what?
I'm just having flashbacks of what women have called my penis in the past.
Have you got a nickname for you?
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Say that for next Patreon Q&A.
Blessed. Nah.
What is that? What you call it? Blessed.
I'm blessed.
Are you? Some of us are just lucky.
Very average.
I'm not saying very average.
Very average, but like, it's more about the vigorousness of the rotting.
Or motion of the ocean, depending on how vulgar you are. Anyway, VTalk said this. Hello, guys. Long time no see. Hope you're doing good. Good luck, James, on this new venture. You can tell I'm putting the work in. And great to see Flav is still involved. Just giving an update on my situation. I no longer get free bagels. But that's only because she is now an intern in a company. Brackets was doing this as a side job while she was in uni.
A cool side hustle.
Yeah. We decided to move in together last month.
What?
And things are going well. And things are moving fast.
What?
Oh, yes.
Is it? Doesn't feel true. Is it true?
What I've got to say with this is because we said this at the time once they got together, well, this could be our first wedding.
I need a picture of them holding a spoon.
Yep. I mean, that's totally fair. Can we get a picture of the happy couple? If you don't want us to show your faces, we can blur those.
Do you remember the Dottie Foster fallout?
That was mad.
It was such a weird time.
She got rumbled, didn't she?
She got rumbled by Tanvir.
Huh?
By Tanvir.
Yeah, Tanvir just quietly called it.
Catfish.
Called it.
But what? Why? Why would you do that?
Because we do. We have women who enjoy the pod.
Yeah, but why?
I'd be surprised about that with the patrons. There's a lot more women than I thought.
Is there really? Hmm. What?
I mean,
makes
sense, doesn't it? Well, yeah. No, I meant generally.
No, hang on a minute. So you're saying that they're
we
women?
We were pointing our faces there.
women would only be interested because of our rugged good looks, or can they just like football, Jim? All right. Fucking wake up.
Fair point.
But it probably is.
Yeah.
Of course.
Only human, aren't they? Mm. Anyway, so well done, VTalks. Yeah, let's have a picture of you holding a spoon.
Yep.
That would be great. Not just you, obviously, the pair of you together. As I said, can blur out.
But he might not have explained.
And if there is a wedding, we have to go to that.
Where?
I think it's America, probably.
I'll probably be honest now, I probably won't.
You will. If I pay for it, you go, won't you?
I couldn't do that for you.
But we did it.
It's just
we'll
a bit of a faff, isn't it?
Nah, mate, this is what life's about.
Can we take our rubber halves?
We brought two people together on the other side of the world.
Can we take our rubber halves?
Yeah, you can take whoever you want, yeah.
You take your missing.
Well, you want a plus one, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need two plus ones.
We're going to need four.
We're gonna need
That's going to be four tickets.
But yeah.
Two vegetarians, one vegetarian.
Whole day as well, not just fucking night.
Don't even dare just give us an evening, you mad.
Yeah, unless it's a long service and the speech is going for too long, then I'm not interested.
Well, no, I want to see it all.
You want to see it?
I want to see it.
All right, okay, fair enough.
I'm going to go all that way.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you make a good point because you've got to go the day before, really.
Yeah, at least.
And, yeah, but how inconsiderate is it when you're having a wedding and the speech is gone forever? How long is the right amount? 25 minutes for everything.
For everything?
Done.
I think 10 minutes each.
Yours was fine. Yours was right.
I was about 10 minutes each.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I went to one wedding and it was like 2.5 hours. They were still talking. I was like, you're being fucking inconsiderate to us.
It's silly.
Because you don't. No one really gives a shit about the speeches. And if they're really funny.
I disagree. It's a big talking point throughout the day.
Unless someone's being an arsehole. I went to one, the best man's speech, and I wanted to whack him. And I didn't even know that well.
Do you know what I went
to? He was so out of order. He was saying all shit, all kinds of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. And I said, your best mate is doing this to you on your wedding day. Why the fuck is he here?
Yeah, that's not good.
I can't.
I went to, you got to toe the line correctly. I went to a wedding and there were two best men who had fallen out. So they don't talk to each other. Haven't talked to each other for years. And one of them, he talked like... got the mic, and obviously different people that hold mics differently. I tend to just lean it on my chin.
You have a mic right there.
I just leave it there, and then that's how I do it. Yeah. Whatever. Some people do that. There's a comedian who does it like that. Anyway, there's... Again, that was holding it at the base for those listening. But this guy, one of them, he was like a North London
grime
boy.
MC.
Yeah, and he held it like... He's like, he put his finger across it like Jay-Z does when he raps, and he's like, yeah, so when I met Ali, it was wicked. We like connected straight away.
is that what?
Yeah, he's just probably like, yeah.
What's his name, Ali?
Sort of like, and like pacing the stage. And like, you get working with his hands, you know, you're getting big with it for real, working it. And his system is hilarious. But he told a story about the groom shitting himself on the tube.
That's fine.
I'm not sure it is. But then he finished his speech. The two best men that aren't mates. The other guy knows the story as well, and that was the basis of his entire speech. So they both basically told the story twice to a horrified set of in-laws.
Shit. So this guy at this wedding was talking about all the birds he'd fucked previously. It's not going on.
Think it through.
Just don't be a dick, man. Yeah, just if you... Like, he was doing it just to get the mates laughing. That was his only thing, and he gave a shit about no one else in the room.
That's terrible.
And I tell you what, when I get married, not a single person will be like that. No chance. You're not my mate if you're willing to do that. You're not my mate.
I'll have to start my speech then, won't I? Let's get cracking.
Not best man.
What?
But there will be a role.
Fuck's it. Oh, really? Don't you dare make me MC. I'll film it.
You will be desperate.
Don't you fucking dare. Right. So that's that bit of BDA. We're on to the hot stuff. And this is one of the best I should have teased this throughout the pod because BDA is mental this week. And this came from Patreon. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So here's a very quick fire one to warm you up. Joe3330. Boys, I need Flames Advice. It's not Flames Advice, is it?
Doesn't matter.
BDA.
I'm joking.
I'm joking. Yeah. Whenever I go out, one girl doesn't leave me alone. I've known her for years and she's fit. But her friends tell me she's got a boyfriend. Do I go there? Because I could definitely tap it. Or just leave it. What we saying, boys? I'm sure you've had this a lot.
What?
Just women throwing themselves at you.
No. I've always had to put the work in, but I'd say I've had my fair share. Right? The
What do you
do? Look, I have... Do you know what? There is a part of me, because it would hurt me so much if something like this happened to my missus, and I'd be pissed off at the bloke because she knew that she's got an engagement ring on her finger. Do you know what I mean? I personally wouldn't sleep with someone who was in a relationship. If they lied to me, that's on them. But if I knew, I probably wouldn't. I know you feel differently about this.
I've done that. And the guy nearly got me out.
Well, I don't...
So, cautionary tale. And he was like the nicest guy ever, but I was really drunk, I didn't think.
You knew him?
I knew him.
That's bad, Jim.
Well, I'd met him...
Don't start caveating now. Do you know?
No, there's no. It was totally the wrong thing. But in my head at the time, I was like, it's not on me.
Yeah.
It's not on me. It's.
I get what
you're... But if you're a better person, like yourself, then that is a good thing to do. And I did feel terrible.
So you...
But it was good.
So it is on you.
It is on you, yeah. And that was terrible.
The other thing is, if you don't know him, then it probably matters less.
Which I don't think he does.
It doesn't know.
So I'm a bad person, but you can be a better person.
Yeah, you'd be by doing the same thing, you wouldn't be as bad as him.
Yeah.
But you're still, I don't know, man. If she's clearly shagging around, then it'd probably be better if she's not with this bloke anyway. So
is it his problem?
In this instance, I think because the other bloke's completely removed. I don't think it's a problem.
I've got to say, there's a stage two on this, Joe. I'd like to know, where are you at uni? Are you at school? Are you in the workplace? And What's the deal?
Is she like an absolute rocket? If she is, then sometimes you can't help it, can you? Can't help it.
That's what happened to me.
Is she a rocket?
That's what happened to me.
Well, was she?
Yeah, she was very true.
Yeah. So, but by and large, just be good to each other, and that includes not fucking other people's girlfriends.
Thanks, Jerry. This week's BDA. This is so good.
Go on.
So I'm not going to say the guy's name, actually, just in case.
Okay.
In need of some advice. I wanted to get your take on this last before, but it has again resurfaced. Or again surfaced. Me and the missus have been together 9 years, married 5.
Wow.
And throughout the relationship, my wife has brought up the fantasy of watching me with another girl and then joining in.
Sounds good.
Usually this comes out after a night out when a few bevvies have been consumed.
Yeah.
On the surface, it seems like a great proposition, but my wife has some insecurities. I fear that while... Let me finish.
Go on.
I fear that while this is one of her fantasies, brackets, and definitely not one I'm opposed to, that if we were to act on it, there could be negative consequences. Worth pursuing, or is it a trap? Lots of love, patron member.
God bless you. It's not a trap, and it's not worth pursuing.
Very, very brief.
It's not.
It's not a trap.
It's not a trap. She's up for it in her head. But often fantasies should remain fantasies. And if they become realities, they come with them a lot of baggage. Like,
yeah.
If
the truth is very different. Because once you've done it. Can't go back.
So there's going to be so many questions afterwards. Did you like it better? Is he better than me? What does she taste like?
Oh my God.
And she will be analysing you as you fuck this girl.
Yeah.
There's nothing good can come from this other than the 20 minutes or so that you're actually having it after that.
Do you know what it's like?
My theory.
Yeah, it's interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like, imagine, you know when your missus comes out of the bedroom, you're sat watching the telly, and she goes, do I look all right? And the pressure that's on your answer there, multiply that by 500, and that's the conversation that you're having after this.
Yeah, it could go one of two ways, yeah. It's either going to be completely great, and you can carry on doing this, and this might be a thing in your sex life, which is fine, healthy, if you want it to be. But she has to be massively secure. And the fact that you said that she has insecurities, I don't know. You need to know a bit more about them. It might be about the way she looks.
Does she not want to do? She just wants to watch him with another.
And then
girl.
Join in. That's what it says.
Okay. I asked someone else.
Yeah.
And over dinner, and she said, I think she's maybe a lesbian. And I was like, that's a big jump.
All girls like girls.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true? I'm not asking you, I'm asking them, any females. Is that true?
Almost, I can't think. Whenever I've had a conversation with a girl that's around this subject, it's always been they find women attractive.
Are they saying that because they know that's going to make you...
No, because it's not that kind of scenario. It's like it's come out.
Right. Here's an idea. Here's maybe a solution. Have a look at technology. Because imagine if you could do like a VR version where, where she watches you do it virtually. She might still kind of get what she wants from it a little bit.
I mean,
maybe a bit of a synthetic high.
It's sex talk, isn't it? It's dirty talk during sex. It's one of them. It's just for the bedroom.
Yeah.
And in your head, you're like, I actually do like the sound of that. Let's make that reality.
You're saying don't do it.
I'm saying, I'm saying if it was me, I wouldn't do it. But because I'm of the opinion that while it sounds exciting, it's the reality of it will be much more painful than just sticking your dick in another woman while your missus watches.
And then joins in.
Women don't think... I'm sorry if this comes across as sexist, but women psychoanalyze stuff in the way that men don't. You would just be like, you asked me to do it. I did it. But in her head, it's not that isn't as simple.
You said you were fine.
You said you were fine. You wanted me to fuck a girl. I fucked her. You joined in. I fucked you. Everyone got fucked. That's how men's brains work. But women, they'll be like psychoanalyzing.
Did you do it?
Why didn't you bang me as hard as you banged her?
Yeah, she was here. Yeah. 6.5. She has 1.25 beats per minute. That's what I was. I think
like you would have to spend longer on your wife than you would.
I think you know the answer in your gut. I think he knows. He knows if like I think she is honestly fine with this, or and they've been married. They've been together nine years is not long enough.
A mate of mine, was at I think like a house party of a friend of his and his wife. So my mate, his mate, and the wife, right? Mm. And they got talking about threesome. He's like, I sleep with my wife. And he's like, all right, like, it feels a bit weird. Like, you're my mate. And
sure.
He's like, are you sure about this?
We just leave it.
Yeah.
You sure you're fine with it?
You want me to bang your wife? And so, yeah. Like, so they all started, like, kissing and stuff. And literally the last minute, it's just about to go, he turns around to him and he goes, no dick. No dicks. Have I told you this before?
Yeah, but what does he mean by that?
That's what he's saying. He's like, what do you mean no dicks? He's like, you can't get your dick out. So what are we doing here?
Which is petting.
Dry humping. No dicks. My dick is coming out, your dick staying in your pants. And he's like, all right. And he's did this kind of very awkward threesome with his mate where he's not allowed to touch his dick.
That's
ground rules. Anyway, after it was done, and when I say done, I don't know how they decide when it was done.
He's got to do all the... less
what,
enjoyable
what
do
you bits. Do?
You just serve
the woman. Yeah. Anyway, and then he went to, but they ended, and he went to sleep next door in like their daughter's room, who wasn't there, and she came in the middle of the night and gave him a blowy.
Does
no dicks?
Does he know? Does he know about that? Did he keep that to himself?
I don't. I only know one part of this triumvirate.
He's not told her. He didn't tell afterwards.
I don't think so. I don't know. He's a sound, very sound guy. Blowy's a blowy, though, isn't it?
Well, you've enjoyed the podcast this week.
Are you a fan of that?
What, blowjobs? Sure. What are you offering? Not from you, thank you. That's enough. go with your gut. I would suggest probably leave it.
As fun as it sounds.
Yeah. Best of luck. Let us know how you get on. Give us an update. Get your BDA in the comments. If you wanted to see that awkward exchange, you could have done so for just $3.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Great advice there from Slabs. We will be back next week. We're going to do Skype on Thursday for
Skype? Are we doing video Skype?
Yeah, we'll do a quick video Skype. So if you want to enjoy all that.
What are we going to talk about, Jim?
It could be anything at this stage. I mean, if this podcast is anything to go for.
Not football.
You don't want to do football?
Not really, no. Do you?
I'll put a message out to the people.
What do they want to talk about?
I'll ask them. They're members. They're paying members.
We'll talk about whatever they want. And then we get the old doodah. Discord sorted.
Yeah. Alright, thanks for listening or watching or whatever you're doing. Whatever, there's the button that proves that it's good, click on that, whatever that is. Subscribe to the channel, like in the video. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, because that's how the podcast got made.
Doing alright though, it's okay.
Yes!
Because we're at the point now that the novelty's gone back again, and
it's still here.
And it's
nice. Can we grow it though? Can you tell a mate? Can you bring a mate in? Because imagine that 12. Imagine every single person just went and found another person.
We've got to get him to 100k. Just
for God's sake, once. Can I just once get to 100k? It's just not going to happen.
Where are you?
35. Really dried up, actually. Really dried up.
It's this time of year, though, isn't it?
It's a bit boring, aren't I? It would seem. Who cares, eh? As long as we're out there doing this instead of...
doing whatever.
Do you know what's dried up? Asexual fantasies. And it's not right, but it's okay.
Asexual fantasy is not very good.
Do you know? It's just
hard to understand exactly what's going on.
Okay, you've got to try these things.
Yeah.
It's not right, but it's okay. I kind of like that. I think there's something in that. All
right.
Anyway. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.